Hello, everyone. I'm Dave Kersey, your host for A Call to Worship. Join me for the next 55 minutes as we worship our Lord together. We worship you, Almighty God. Heavenly Father, we come into your presence today in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Redeemer. Father, we thank you for your great love for us, a love that caused you to send your only Son, the image of your person, to this earth, to live among us, that we might know you, know how you are, know your thoughts, know your love for us, and also that love that caused you to send your Son to the cross of Calvary, to die in our place, so that we might be declared righteous in your sight, not because of anything we do, All of our righteousness is as filthy rags, your word says. But because of your great love and grace, Lord, because we believe in your Son, simply believe in him and trust in him, we can be saved. Your word says if we confess our sins, you're righteous and true judge to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Father, we love you. We thank you for that great love for us. And Lord, I trust that this program might be a tremendous time for those that listen. They might grasp again the truth that you love them just as they are. And that you want the best for them, Lord. And the best comes from glorifying and praising you and loving you and knowing you and thanking you and worshiping you. Through those actions, Lord, we find peace of mind. We find a sense of being in this life. Father, we love you and we thank you for loving us and for giving your Son for us. Lord, I pray for those that are listening today that are struggling. Maybe there's sin in their lives and they're having a hard time humbling themselves before you and confessing that sin and asking for your forgiveness and others for their forgiveness. Maybe there are those that have lost loved ones. You've taken them home to be with you and the loneliness hurts, Lord. I pray for them. I pray for the comfort of your Holy Spirit in their lives. Maybe there are those that are having problems in relationships and marriages. Pray that you might bring them together with your love that binds them together for one purpose, and that's to serve you. There may be those that are having problems financially. We pray, Lord, that you will comfort their minds. Bring them through this valley, trusting in you, believing in you that nothing will come into their lives today that doesn't pass through your loving hands first. Father, your great love encompasses it all. And we thank you for your comfort and your compassion and your salvation. Father, I pray that you will bless those that have a part in our program today. The soloists, the musicians. Speak through their words and their music, Lord. Pray that you might bless the scripture that we share, the truth of your holy word. And later when we talk again about your love, remind everyone, Lord, about your tremendous love for us. You are our God. You are our Savior. You are our Redeemer and Lord.
Truly the presence of the Lord. O God, my Father, there is no shadow of turning with Thee. Thou changest not, Thy compassions they fail not, as Thou hast been, Thou forever will be. Great is Thy faithfulness, great is Thy faithfulness, morning by morning new mercies I see. All I have needed Thy hand hath provided. Great is Thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Summer and winter, springtime and harvest, sun, moon, and stars in their courses above, join with all nature in manifold witness to Thy great faithfulness, mercy, and love. Great is Thy faithfulness, great is Thy faithfulness, morning by morning new mercies I see. And all I have needed Thy hand has provided. Great is Thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Pardon for sin, peace that endures, Thine own dear presence to cheer and to guide, strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow, blessings all mine with 10,000 beside. Great is Thy faithfulness, morning by morning new mercies I see. All I have needed Thy hand hath provided. Great is Thy faithfulness, great is Thy faithfulness, great is Thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me.
Great is Thy faithfulness, O Lord. Thank You for loving us, for providing Your Son for us, for letting us worship and praise Your holy name. You're listening to A Call to Worship and Praise. That was Danny Byron just singing for us. Great old hymn, Great is Thy Faithfulness. In a moment, we're going to be sharing the 32nd Psalm with you. Stay tuned for that. In fact, if you'd like to get your Bibles, you got about 15 seconds before we'll start the 32nd Psalm. And now Psalm 32, a Psalm of David. Blessed is he whose transgressions are forgiven, whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man whose sin the Lord does not count against him, and in whose spirit is no deceit. When I kept silent, my bones wasted away, through my groaning all day long. For day and night your hand was heavy upon me. My strength was sapped as in the heat of summer. Then I acknowledged my sin to you, and did not cover up my iniquity. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord. And you forgave the guilt of my sin. Therefore, let everyone who is godly pray to you while you may be found. Surely, when the mighty waters rise, they will not reach him. You are my hiding place. You will protect me from trouble and surround me with songs of deliverance. I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you and watch over you. Do not be like a horse or the mule, which have no understanding, but must be controlled by bit and bridle, or they will not come to you. Many are the woes of the wicked, but the Lord's unfailing love surrounds the man who trusts in him. Rejoice in the Lord, and be glad, you righteous. Sing, all you who are upright in heart.
From the curse to set me free.
You're listening to A Call to Worship and Praise. I'm your host, Dave Kersey. We just heard from the Tom Fetke Singers and their rendition of the song, God and God Alone. In the background, the Don Marsh Orchestra has been playing the Holy Ground, part of a medley including We Have Come Into This House, and we'll wind up with In Moments Like These, which happens to be our theme song here on A Call to Worship. I want to thank you for joining me today and hope that you're worshiping the Lord with us in spirit and in truth. That's the way we have to do it according to the Word. And our relationship with Jesus Christ is based on that type of worship. Today, we're going to be talking about the priority of your relationship with the Lord. Let me ask you a question. Are you as much in love with Jesus now as you were when you first met Him? Well, if you have a nagging sense that your fellowship with Christ has slowly cooled and then dropped to lukewarm, then you need to consider questions like, is Jesus still your first love? Does God still excite you? And other questions like that. We'll be talking about that because activity, though essential to our practical faith, is not a substitute for a personal fellowship and a personal relationship with the Lord. We have some thoughts on that by Dr. Charles Stanley a little later on in the broadcast. Right now, briefly, let me thank you for your letters and your financial help with this radio ministry. Now that we're into the fall season and getting close to the end of the year and the end of our fiscal year, your giving is very important. I have to be honest with you, our giving this year has been very, very slow. In fact, almost every month we've been behind where we were a year ago. So I'm hoping that during October and then November and then December, we'll be able to pick it up a little and end the year in the black. Your prayers and your support will really help us out. I want to thank this radio station for airing Call to Worship each week without charge. If they charge for the airtime, we wouldn't be here. We wouldn't be able to worship with you. So I hope you'll contact this station, and if they're a listener-supported radio ministry, send them a financial gift as well to help them in their expenses. But my address here is Call to Worship, 1236 Disc Drive, Suite E, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Now, that's quite a long address, and maybe you didn't copy it all down. So you can go to our website at www.calltoworship.us, and you can find that mailing address there on that website. In fact, you can also just give on that website if you'd like. That's very secure. It's the way I do it, and I would encourage you to think about that too. Also on that website, we've posted a number of things, including the complete program schedule for today's broadcast, listing the artist, the song that they sang, the album that it was taken from, and like that. We posted the scripture, like today it was Psalm 32. We have that on the website. You could have followed right along. You can find out where this program is heard on stations literally all over the country. Those station listings are there too. So lots of good information, some of the recent readings and things like that. So check us out, won't you, at calltoworship.us. And that mailing address, once again, it's Call to Worship, 1236 Disc Drive, Suite E, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Now let's get back to this medley in the background with the Don Marsh Orchestra as we wind up with a song entitled In Moments Like These.
tempted to complain, to murmur and despair. But Christ will soon appear to catch his bride away. All tears forever over in God's eternal day. It will be worth it all when we see Jesus. Life's trials will seem so small when we see
Now from the book by Charles Stanley entitled The Touch of His Love, Meditations on Knowing and Receiving the Love of God, published by Zondervan Corporation. Revelation 2:4 says, "Yet I hold this against you. You have forsaken your first love." Are you as much in love with Jesus now as you were when you first met him? That's the kind of question that can take your breath away, isn't it? It cuts to the core of the Christian life. Is your relationship with Jesus your priority? Or have you become immersed in the superficial service that is all the trappings of Christianity without the thrill and vitality of personal fellowship? If you have a nagging sense that your fellowship with Christ has slowly cooled and dropped to lukewarm, then you need to consider these questions. Is Jesus still your first love? Does God still excite you? Is time spent in Scripture rewarding? Is telling others about the Savior fascinating? Do you begrudge giving God a tithe of your income? Your responses reveal much about the quality of your relationship with Jesus. Knowing him as your first love means you are increasingly excited about his character, his ways, and his word. Activity, though essential to practical faith, is not a substitute for personal fellowship. It can never outweigh intimacy with God. Our relationship with Christ erodes and cools when our primary focus is taking off the Messiah and placed on other things. That is the beginning of idolatry, and it is a dangerous path for the saint to tread. The gods of this age, sports and work and money and other things, are cleverly disguised and ensnare many Christians with their compelling allegiance. Too much of a good thing can be wrong if it detracts you from devotion to Christ. How can you recapture that first love? Remember what Christ did for you when you were first saved, the supernatural transformation that took you from death to life, from darkness to light, from the dominion of sin to the reign of Christ. Repent of whatever has dampened your love for Jesus. Turn away from all that distracts you. Spend time in prayer and study with the single purpose of encountering God, listening, worshiping, obeying. In his book, Moral Foundations of Life, Oswald Chambers wrote, "Never allow anything to fuss your relationship to Jesus Christ, neither Christian work, nor Christian blessing, nor Christian anything. Jesus Christ, first, second, and third, and God himself, by the great indwelling power of the Spirit within, will meet the strenuous effort on your part, and slowly and surely you will form the mind of Christ and become one with him as he was one with the Father." Remember that first love gives God first place. Heavenly Father, how easy it is to drift in my relationship with you. I'm not sure how I got to this point of mediocrity, but I want to return to you, my first love. Take away whatever has diluted my fellowship with you. May you truly be first and second and third and all of my life. Refocus the gaze of my soul that I may see you at work in all things in my life.
Special way, and yes, I praise you. I live.
Well, thank you for joining me today here on A Call to Worship. Thank you also for your letters and for your financial help of this ministry. You can write to us here at Call to Worship, 1236 Disk Drive, Suite E, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Or check us out on the internet at www.calltoworship.us. I hope you'll come back again next week for another time of worship and praise here on A Call to Worship. Right now, let's listen to the Discovery Singers.